it's good or bad.
Well, I don't have anything bad about them, really.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Well, I'll take your word. Well, and what does the term Anglo mean?
White.
Okay. Residents of the United States are called...
Natives?
Or citizens of the United States would all be called... for example, a citizen of Canada is a Canadian. A citizen of America would be...
American.
Okay. What about, are there terms for country people, people that live way out? Do they have terms for them?
Well, it'd just be rural. Okay. Rural people would be all.
Okay. What about, if you're not rich, the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
How about, are there nicknames for poor people or designations? Or types of poor people you're familiar with?
I think so.
Okay. How about what's a ranch hand, and how is that different than a cattleman or a sheepman?
Well, of course, a cattleman or a sheepman would be probably be an owner, and a ranch hand probably wouldn't.
There's cowpokes.
Okay, a cowpoke. What's that?
Well,
would they use that term?
Well, if they did, it'd just be a ranch hand.
Okay, can I get you to say that then?
Cowpoke?
Uh-huh. Is that part of your vocabulary?
Not really.
Okay. What about these people who dig underground?
Miners?
Are there any terms they might have for them? Nicknames, or if a cowboy is a cowpoke, a miner is a...
I don't believe so.
Okay. Okay. The mother of Jesus is...
Mary?
Okay. Let's see, this is another pronunciation. Abraham's wife, do you know that one? Or
no.
How about the commercial, nobody, there's a, that she makes cheesecakes, nobody doesn't like somebody Lee. You ever heard that commercial?
Sarah Serley.
That's the one. I need you to say that word.
I didn't hear it.
Sarah?
I done said Sarah.
Oh, okay, that's right. What about, have you ever heard of a jackleg?
No.
Okay, neither had I. So, a synonym for the word lawyer?
Synonym for the word shyster.
Synonym for the word attorney. I'm sorry, I'm blacking out. There's not getting enough oxygen in my brain.
It would be lawyer.
Okay, and the person who presides over court?
It would be a judge.
All right, okay, now we're getting into body parts here. This stuff that grows on the top of my head,
hair.
Okay. And this?
Ear.
And two of them?
Ears.
And if I didn't shave today, this would be a?
Beard.
And I talk out of my?
Mouth.
And one of these is a?
Tooth.
Two are?
Teeth.
This is my?
Neck.
And I'm going to have a sore?
Throat.
And so are you, I'm sure. And this is my, this whole thing?
Leg.
And two of those are?
Legs.
Okay, and where bones meet is called a?
Joint.
Okay, let's go over a few of those.
Ankle.
Okay.
Knee. Shoulder. Elbow. Wrist.
I guess that'll about do it, won't it? Let's see, and this thing that I do a little digestive work in is called my?
Stomach.
Okay, great. And if you were at a party, for example, and you eat something that doesn't agree to you, say, oh, I'm going to be sick.
Indigestion.
Uh-huh, but you're a sick something stomach. I mean, you'd say at?
Sick at my stomach?
Is that what you would say?
No, that's what she told me to say.
what would you say?
That's what I'd say, sick at my stomach.
Well, I don't believe I can think of anything any more appropriate than that.
That's interesting, because in Utah we say sick to my stomach.
I believe at. I'd say at.
Sick
okay. And when I can't talk, this is, my voice is...